Welcome back to Community Matters here on AM 1290 and News Press Radio. A guest we've never had on, a group we've never had on before, Chance Housing here in Santa Barbara, and one of its founding parents, Shella DeMong. Welcome.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Ed.
Chance Housing does something very important in Santa Barbara. Tell us what that is.
Well, Chance Housing is a local nonprofit agency, 501c3. We provide affordable and accessible housing assistance to Santa Barbarans who have developmental disabilities.
Can you define that, what developmental disabilities are?
In the state of California, developmental disabilities are conditions, usually from birth, things like Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy, epilepsy. They are not conditions that are solely psychiatric or physical in nature, but they have a cognitive and intellectual disability component to them.
Maria here on your right has dealt a lot with having to deal with getting people affordable housing.
Yes.
And this is kind of a specialized area of affordable housing, but also for a special needs group.
Well, yeah. And the problem is actually, I just went through this. This is actually my zone.
Yes.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Not only do I've worked with the homeless for many, many years.
Yes.
And worked with kids in homelessness, but I also manage apartments.
Uh-huh.
In downtown Santa Barbara, and I'm very familiar with the Section 8 voucher system.
Yes.
And the problem that it's the huge conundrum is, one, there's a wait list that's 8 years long.
Yes.
For affordable housing. But then if there is a unit, what I have also found, and even though it's a really great thing, is that some of owners that would like to rent to Section 8 housing can't fit all the requirements needed.
Sure.
To make that house pass the checklist.
Sure.
Because if it's anything that's built and it's an older building, they won't pass the checklist. So then you're stuck in this big checklist that the housing authority gives you, and they're stuck in this big conundrum of
meeting
almost
a requirement.
But are you dealing with Section 8 or another?
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
Dealing with Section 8.
Yeah.
As well as other things,
this,
too, though.
This is true. Well, Chance has been in business for 20 years now, right? We've been a nonprofit. So we started very early on, many years ago, when all of the lists were open, getting people, you know, figuring out a way that people with developmental disabilities or their family members can help get them on the wait list for things like Section 8 vouchers,
mm-hmm.
Other kinds of housing programs. NED vouchers, aftercare vouchers, all of that kind of thing. So we have a steady stream of people being contacted for obtaining their Section 8 vouchers. We have people who are in community who may want to move from one place to another and use their voucher. We assist landlords the issue of working with the housing authorities and some of the restrictions and actually federal requirements that they have. We assist our families because we come in as a liaison with the landlord. We also do fundraising. If there's some accessibility work that needs to be done, we go out and we do some fundraising to be able to install the grab bars or do the ramp or, help cover the cost or even cover the cost of doing things like roll-in showers if that's necessary. But most of the people that we provide housing services to don't have that accessibility piece. They don't have a architectural barrier type need. They just are Santa Barbarans with developmental disabilities who may or not be readers, not necessarily good at completing applications, are not on the internet, need someone to usher them through
the
process.
How do they find you?
People are referred to our agency in a variety of ways. Housing authorities often refer people, the city of Santa Barbara, other parents and family members that we've helped. But we have a contract with a quasi-state agency called Tri-Counties Regional Center, which is the main service hub coordinating services for people with developmental disabilities in the Tri-Counties. And we only work within Santa Barbara County. But they send people and referrals to our agency when they learn of those people on their caseload that have a housing need or there's an urgent need.
Once somebody comes into you, let's say a family member with somebody with a developmentally disabled person,
yes.
what can you do for them exactly?
Well, the first thing that we do is we get to know their particular situation. So we schedule something called an intake, and we ask for certain documentation. We have to verify, for example, identity, and that they are actually a person with a developmental disability, and income to sort of know, do some information gathering about the family and their desired housing need to see what among the array of affordable housing resources that has been, you know, occurring in Santa Barbara since the 1950s, where do they fit? Mm-hmm. What do they want? What community do they want to live in? Do they need to be in a particular area of Santa Barbara because someone's involved in special education at a school district? Do they want to be near their, or need to be near their physician or the hospital? Is it their house of worship? You know, where is it that they want to be in Santa Barbara, and what are the resources in their particular fact situation? So we do the information gathering, and we come up with a plan that gets people from where they are into their desired housing situation in Santa Barbara, their home community.
Does it take a long time sometimes?
It does take a long time sometimes.
How long is a long time?
Well,
how long to how long?
Well, if someone is just a youngster coming out of a transition program, high school, something like that, and they need to get on the lists, only so many lists are open. So we get them on the lists. They're usually in the family home at this point in time, so there's not an urgent need in that they're homeless or they, you know, need to move from one place to another. And then we monitor, so opportunities that emerge. You know, there's a lot of building going on in some places in Santa Barbara, and it's difficult for people not sort of in the industry or focused so tightly to always keep aware of what is going on. But we do that on their behalf, and then we contact them. And if they're eligible for applying at, Jardín de las Rosas or Casa de los Carneros or, you know, Positano Apartments or a particular list opening up or something like that, we notify our folks.
How many people have you placed in, and how long has it been in existence?
We've been in existence since 1999, and I have not counted, but it's many hundreds of people. I don't have a specific and exact count. I don't know.
Who qualifies them for the ability to live independently? You do or somebody else does?
No one makes a decision about how a person wants to live in the world and may live in the world. They are citizens and, you know, not conserved, and different families have different cultures. Some people live with their family the entire time. Some people have a culture where they want to live more independently. And we assume when someone comes into our office that they get to make the decision, and that's what they do. They tell us what they want. We don't say, oh, you're too disabled or something like that at all, ever.
You said that you're able to fund certain improvements, structural, architectural, for making it easier for them to function.
Right. Structural, architectural improvements, but also things like security deposit assistance. So a person can actually have a voucher and need to move, but not be able to be in possession of the amount of money that a landlord is requiring in order for them to move in. They would lose their benefits. And so for a single household, for example, one may not have over $2,000 in cash, you know, in assets. So how is it that someone rents that apartment and comes up with, you know, 1.5 times the rent and security deposit or more?
We'll figure that out in terms of how you're able to subsidize that and what your sources of funding are when we come back here on AM 1290 and News Press Radio's Community Matters in about 2 minutes. Shella Dumong, who is one of the founding parents of Chance Housing. Before the break, we were talking about the fact that Chance Housing helps to subsidize things like security deposits for the developmentally disabled and also makes some structural improvements to some of the living arrangements. How are you funded to be able to do that?
Well, we have a contract with the state of California through Tri-County's Regional Center to provide this housing service.
And so we don't do any outside fundraising, though, if there are any
donors,
not only donors, but grant writers that feel like this calling for this area, our agency could use some volunteers to help with that.
How are you staffed?
Well, I'm the executive director. We have my assistant and housing case manager, and we have volunteers that come into the office, usually parents and people that we've helped with housing in the past, and that's about it.
For finding these housing units, you've got so much competition for affordable housing,
yes.
Because as Maria was saying, there's the homeless, there are people with other disabilities, there are people at below poverty level. They're all competing for these same units.
And there's a less than 1% availability rate in Santa Barbara. The rents are high, and the industry, there just aren't the businesses to support the cost of rents. So what we find ourselves in is able-bodied people, even
in their income,
and various our income. You know, we have to work two or three jobs. I'm talking about myself here,
right.
to make it to pay the rents.
That's exactly
right. And if you're an able-bodied person, I can't even a disabled person, I can't even imagine
how difficult it is.
And for the poor families.
Yeah, it's true. And we also are in competition with the students. So
right.
There are landlords that sort of cater to the student population, the foreign students, people that come here to study from other countries, and our local students. So there's a lot of competition for the rare affordable housing resources that do exist. And luckily, Chance has been in the business for a number of years, and so we have a relationship with landlords. We engage in a very important process of curating our tenants for properties. You know, every property has its own vibe. It's got a mix of people. Who can we fit in there that is going to be compatible with everyone else? So we do tenant curating with friendly landlords. We know when people are moving. We recapture those units for other people, recycle them among the population, our population. And the County of Santa Barbara, the City of Santa Barbara, has really been focusing on the homeless, drug and alcohol sort of dual diagnosed population for a number of years now, and it's been tough to get new traction. But I'm finding that landlords, having had several years of experience with this population, are maybe looking for another population to include as well. And our folks come with services attached to them. So, for example, when I have someone with Down syndrome move into an apartment, they may have a live-in caregiver. They have someone in their life, usually a involved family, service agencies who are on the premises daily, if not many times a week. They're helping manage finances. There's usually no alcohol or drug addiction.
You're very bullish on these tenants, right? You say they're great tenants.
They are really great tenants.
Yeah, there's probably very. My experience is they're just sweet. Just sweet.
Do you go to landlords anytime there's a new building developed or a change of ownership and try and explain to them the situation?
Exactly. And we, like I said, we've worked with a number of landlords, so they trust us. If anything happens, if there's any problem or someone's not fitting in, you know, correctly, or anything comes up, those landlords call us. You know, it's not immediately going to a place where you're sending someone a notice or you have no idea what to do, or it, you know, there is our agency there to work with the person and or their service provider agency. Sometimes it's a matter of providing different kinds or enhanced in-home services, you know, that kind
of
thing.
How backed up are you now?
Well, we do have a wait list.
Obviously, yes. Right.
So we're finding that we've moved to a point where the housing situation is such that there are emergencies that come up. So we triage, and sort of the crisis or urgent situations that crop up, we deal with before the easy cases.
Someone that doesn't have a family member, for instance, is displaced from one unit and goes to another,
exactly,
or something like that.
Exactly, precisely.
And so we also have people on lists. So we prioritize individuals who are coming up on a list that have access to a unit, that need assistance in the application process. And that's how we are prioritizing our caseload right now.
Do the landlords mind the structural improvements that you do to a bathroom or a staircase or a ramp or anything like that?
You know, I have to say that there is a tremendous lack of accessible housing in Santa Barbara.
It's a
huge problem, even for people who are aging that are in an upstairs apartment and need to just move downstairs. In order for someone who actually has a mobility impairment that would require accessibility changes, for all of the pieces of the puzzle to come together, where they've got a downstairs unit, their application has been accepted, they have a voucher or some way to afford, it's a rare thing. So we maybe do two accessibility, you know, type bits of work for people a year.
The landlords have got to be happy because it improves their property bills. It brings it up to current code, I would think.
Well, it's not necessarily a matter of code, and some people just need things like, you know, grab bars, that kind of thing.
I see.
Or a keyless entry.
Something that doesn't require a permit.
Yeah, exactly. And even where bathrooms are happening, you know, need work in the bathrooms, we use Rebath. It's cheap. It's affordable. You can take out a tub enclosure, fiberglass enclosure, and put in a roll-in shower. Super easy, and it's affordable.
What do you see as the medium to longer-term picture in Santa Barbara with regard to the number of people that are developmentally disabled in this community and finding housing for them when you have the competition from all of the other people that are looking for the same kind of units?
Well, first of all, you can't give up. We're always going to be in competition. In Santa Barbara, there are competition among doctors at Cottage Hospital for affordable housing, right? So that's not going to go away. The thing that you have to do, we have to do, the thing that we do is we just sit there and do the work that we know needs to be done to get them access to the existing units. It is not a problem that Santa Barbara or any population can build their way out of. So we need to figure out more efficient ways of accessing the affordable units that have been being built in Santa Barbara since the 1950s, during the 1960s. And it's not just Section 8. It's the tax credit properties. It is, you know, other kinds of subsidized housing that has been constructed. And we know where those properties are. We target a way to access those units.
How long did it take you to be expert in this? Because this is a very esoteric
It's complicated.
Complicated.
I mean, I've been doing this for years, and it's there are layers and layers of complications.
That's true.
In every way, shape, and form, and now just add one other layer of the most vulnerable too.
Yeah.
Why are you so tireless at doing this? Why do you? What drives you?
My involvement with Chance began in about 1998, and I am the mom of Simone, who has Down syndrome. And I had this epiphany when Simone was about 8 years old. Her brother graduated from high school and went off to college and went to go live in the dorms and or the residence halls, and I just had this thought out of the blue, well, what's going to happen with Simone? Simone's not likely going to be getting a full ride scholarship, going off to college. And so I went to my regional center. I tried to find out what the affordable housing options were, or is this a situation where she's going to live with me forever? You know, I hadn't ever really thought about it. And the only thing that existed in Santa Barbara at that time were licensed group homes, skilled nursing facilities, intermediate care facility, and it just did not seem like the right place for Simone. I ended up gathering together with a group of like-minded parents who were sort of interested in figuring out how our loved ones were going to remain in Santa Barbara, receive services, and remain part of the community, because Santa Barbara needs the diversity. Mm-hmm. And we just started the process of researching it. 1999.
And you're still passionate.
And still, yes.
Congratulations on that. We're going to come back in about 2.5 minutes here on Community Matters on AM 1290 and News Press Radio. Welcome back to Community Matters on AM 1290 News Press Radio. Ed Giron and Maria Long are in-studio guests. Shella DuMong of Chance Housing.
And if you are not familiar with Chance Housing, I just went onto their website. It's chancehousing.org. But their mission is really special. It's a coalition for housing accessibility needs. It helps adults and children with intellectual, cognitive, and developmental disabilities find and maintain accessible community-based housing. It assists people in ways that ensure that they have a fair and equal access to our community's existing affordable housing resources, and it works within the Santa Barbara community that has a variety of housing types to meet the diverse and evolving housing needs, which there are many, I might add, and preferences of people and families with intellectual, cognitive, and developmental disabilities. Their website is beautiful. It shows some of their happy clients that obviously have gotten housed, and they have a myriad of services. But how can they help you? How can the community help you right now?
Well, our agency is a small nonprofit, so it can help in a number of ways. If you go to the website, chancehousing.org, there is an opportunity to donate. You can make a general donation, or you can donate to one of two funds that we have. We have a security deposit loan assistance fund, and that is really helpful to our population.
Available to, let's say, somebody that has a disability that's working, that's an adult, getting back on their feet?
If it is someone who is a client of Tri-County's Regional Center,
okay.
The funds are eligible for our clients.
Okay.
So people need moving assistance. So if you can imagine, things like packing, hiring movers, all of that is an added expense on top of security deposit at a new place. We have a fund to be able to pay for that kind of assistance. We also could use, if there's a grant writer out there that is interested in doing some pro bono work, our agency can always use a grant writer. And also we could use PR or social media assistance.
Yes, I can see that we don't know you, and you guys do a fantastic service for the community. So I think anybody out there with those talents that were mentioned, it's well worth the donation of time and effort. Want to thank you, Shella, for being on the air. There's so many more questions, but no more time. I'm Ed Giron. She's Maria Long. We'll be back next week with the Vitamin Angels. We'll see you then.